Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles talks about how the community of believers was growing. This is the early church, and we are all called to build up the body of Christ. And so this first reading gives us some indications on how to go about doing that. The first, I would say, is that we all need to know our part and be doing our part, right? Because we've got this situation where the Greeks are starting to complain because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. Okay, it was a poor community of believers. They were living in unity as one, and each was giving what they had for the use of the community. Well, somebody had to take responsibility of receiving those gifts and then distributing those gifts according to each person's need. That takes time. Okay, and so as the community begins to grow now, I think at this point they're up around 8,000 believers. The apostles come to this realization: it's not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Now, this is something we need to be attentive to, because for somebody who is pious, they are a person of prayer, they want to save souls and become a saint, how is the evil spirit going to tempt you? He may not throw out a bold temptation to do some wicked deed, to commit some serious mortal sin. But he may throw a curveball in there, something that is good in and of itself, but isn't the will of God, right? Serving at table, that's a good work. That's something good to do, but it's not what the apostles should be doing. That's not their part. That's not what the Lord has entrusted to them. And so they come to this realization: hey, we need to be spending our time in prayer and the ministry of the word. And so they make this decision to select some brothers to take care of this distribution of the goods, and we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So each of us needs to know our place in the church, what our Lord has entrusted to us, our part, and to be doing that faithfully. Now, the reading talks about three other means to build up the body of Christ, namely prayer, works, or example, we could say, and word. Okay, prayer, works, and words. And now they're all necessary, and I'll just read the commentary here on the apostles when they say, so we will dedicate ourselves to prayer and to preaching the word. Note here that the first duty of the apostles was to pray for themselves and for the church. And in prayer, they would obtain from God that which they were to preach and teach. So this is a lesson for all of those who are entrusted with preaching or teaching, catechists, evangelists, and these type of things. For unless the Holy Spirit inflamed the apostles' hearts and gave unction to their tongues so as to say what was fitting to their listeners and would strike their hearts, it would be unproductive. So notice they name prayer as being the first priority, their first duty, not the last. In fact, St. Bernard says, these three remain: words, example, and prayer. But the greatest of these is prayer, for by it one gains the grace and efficacy of the works and the words. So we know they spent their time in prayer, we know they spent their time preaching, and the number of disciples continued to grow. It says that twice in today's reading. So by their prayer, by their preaching, but also by their example. Just example of a holy life. Again, the commentary says, So great was the modesty, piety, innocence, fortitude, charity, fearlessness with regard to torture and death, and even joy in suffering for Christ, that shone upon the face of the apostles and early martyrs, that they attracted the Gentiles to their faith and life. For the Gentiles saw that these gifts were beyond the nature of man and could only be found in God. So for each one of us, this is a wonderful lesson to know our part, what we're supposed to be doing, and then also to be faithful in prayer, in our example, and in our words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.